Chav Ches Tishrei, Siman Dalet, Halacha Aleph. And we're going to Siman Hey, Halacha Beis. So we're discussing today the laws of going to the bathroom. Person should accustom himself. This is actually health-wise also very true. And the Rambam discusses it in Hilchos Deos. Person should accustom himself to going to the bathroom morning and night. It's considered Zlius and Nikias. As the Mesish Shav says, Nikias is something that brings a person. It's all part of the Avodas Hashem. So therefore, it's a gevaldika thing, and also health-wise, to be able to go once in the bathroom, one in the morning, one once at night. If a person has a difficulty going to the bathroom, he should go about 6 feet. It's called four amos. Sit down, get up. And this way, once he moves his mind away, and also he walks and goes back, it might help him be able to go to the bathroom. Someone that delays going to the bathroom is over about the shaktu. So this is a law in the Torah, not to destroy one's body. Nevertheless, many poskim say that this is only, many times it's only the Rabbanan, and especially if a person doesn't mamish have to go. The nafkamina, the relevance of this, whether it's deraisa or Rabbanan, is because if a person, let's say, is giving shir or davening or is in a public place, so one could definitely hold back from going until they're in a more private place. If someone delays urinating, so that's also something the person should not do, then they're transgressing besides about the shakta, also le'yivichayokol, which means not to cause one to become sterile. So again, this too is also generally when a person has a choice. The person has no choice. Nevertheless, in public, there's more of a room to be lenient when it comes to urinating. It's less of a shameful thing to do. Someone should be modest when they go into the bathroom. What that means is a person should try to reveal as little as possible of one's body. And as long as they're not going to cause themselves to get their clothing dirty. Also, a person should be careful even at night. The idea is that we're always trying to be modest, regardless of whether people see us or don't see us. But certainly if a person is in an open place, there's more of a reason to be modest. Also, there's halachas when a person's, let's say, hiking, traveling, and a person's outside, and there's no walls around. So a person should try to be in the position of north to south. Why is that? Because either between north to south, south to north, but not from east to west. West is where we say the Shekhinah resides. East is connected to the Shekhinah, opposite of the Shekhinah. Now, if there's a wall, one could go next to the wall. And the wall doesn't have to be a real wall. It could be any type of mechitza, even a bush. To urinate is much more, like we said, much more room to be lenient in regard to the directions and having a wall and not having a wall. Nevertheless, it's important to remember not to go to the bathroom in front of anyone, even in front of non-Jews. But to urinate is permitted even during the day in public, like we said, if a person needs so. Because as we said, it's a danger. It's dangerous for a person not to go to the bathroom when they need to go. But as much as they can, they're trying to be turned to the side. I saw that when it comes to babies that don't recognize what's going on, one's allowed to go to the bathroom. That would be relevant to mothers taking care of her baby. That's one example. Also, Moshe has a nice chiddush that, you know, a person has a choice between using the what's called the urine stalls that are a little bit more public rather than going into a private cubicle. So then it's definitely still good to be private. Sometimes people have conversations, but definitely that's not the right. And in fact, there's a big isser to speak in shul, in the bathroom. It's actually even dangerous kabbalistically. So unless there's a real need for it, person should also not go to the bathroom standing. So one of the reasons for that is even in urinating is because of the fact that they get dirty the clothing and the shoes. Today, that's not so much of a concern. And another interesting halacha, the person should not push themselves to go too much. This actually is called, it's yenatik shina karkashta. What exactly that means is that the muscles, the end of the rectum, they can be, by too much pushing could create too much pressure and it can be dangerous. A person should also not rush out of the bathroom before they know that they really finished. And as we mentioned already before, that when a person's urinating, there's more reason to be lenient, especially today, but they should be careful not to have urine on their shoes and on their clothing. Also, to be careful not to use their hands, meaning touching the Eiver itself. Going to the bathroom, when a person's in the bathroom, they're not allowed to think the return. So when a person is there, what should he think about? Should think about business. This way, he won't think about her or any other way. Now, if he sees that his mind is going into places that he shouldn't be going, which could happen quite often these days, so he's even allowed to learn Divrei Torah. Shabbos, what are you doing on Shabbos? You're not supposed to think about business. You should think about the wonderful things that you heard, all the miracles. Think about the Alps and a lot of beautiful things that Shlomo once saw from Shlomo Kluger. Think about the Flores Abayre. A person should be careful to clean himself well. Even a little bit of feces in the area of where a person defecates from, it could cause a person not to be able to daven and say the Vashbik Dusha. That's the reason why some have a custom to use water to clean themselves. Today, really, it's much easier and people are much more clean, so therefore, it's not really a requirement. A person should not use his right hand to wipe himself because you tie your tefillin with your right hand. And therefore, you should use left hand. But even your left hand, you shouldn't use the middle finger because that you use to wrap around the tefillin. What about a lefty? A lefty uses his right hand because he puts on tefillin on his right. Meaning he should use his left hand because he puts tefillin on his right hand. What about women? So this is a big debate because women don't wear tefillin, so really they don't have these restrictions. There's another also leniency. There's someone who grew up using, instead of using his right hand, was using his right hand. There's more room to be lenient today with this in this regard too, because if that's a better way that they are able to clean themselves. Each time a person goes to the bathroom, even if it's a tiny drop that came out, urine or feces, one makes a bracha, asher yotza. So wash some hands and wash them, say asher yotza. We already explained that washing hands here is much more lenient than regular washing in the morning or going to or eating bread. But lechatchila, one should wash three times if it's possible. Now, regarding to asher yotza, so long as they didn't go again to the bathroom, they didn't need to go to the bathroom again. By Ashkenazim, they would still be able to make asher yotza. By Sfaradim, I saw that after half an hour, you can't make asher yotza. So that's what's important to say asher yotza right away. And to say Bekavana, each word, it has a tremendous gula for refuah, very special things come from saying asher yotza slowly. If a person is, is going to the bathroom often, meaning let's say they took something that caused them to go to the bathroom, like they're having shilshul or something like that, diarrhea, so then you only make one bracha, unless there's a clear lapse, I mean, there's clear breaks in between. So the yesod is like this, so long as a person doesn't have to go to the bathroom again, they can still make asher yotza. Once they have to go to the bathroom again, they can only make asher yotza after they come out. And you're not going to have a makeup. You're only going to make one asher yotza. There is a place to say you do make up. So therefore, it's kedai to be mehar a bracha, I mean, to think it in your mind. Next, siman is siman. Hey, we learn the first halacha, the covering of one's feces. A person has to be careful that there's nothing, no tzoah. I can include those many times. Baby diapers and the like. So, and this is all based on the pasuk, Hashem lekecha misalecha v'kayom achanecha, ayom achanecha kodesh, which means that when you're saying the Rosh Bekdusha, you shouldn't have it next to you within at least six feet, which is 4 amos, the tzoya. Now, included in this is also, v'lo yoreh b'cheir v'asdova, which means you shouldn't have nakedness. So, a woman that's not dressed properly, one is not allowed to say the Rosh Bekdusha, but there's a major difference between the two. When it comes to seeing nakedness, so that's only in front of your eyes. That's where there's a leniency if you close your eyes. Also, if it's behind you, not a problem. When it comes to feces and things that smell, awful, foul smell, so the halacha would be that it actually doesn't depend on whether you see it. It's depending on when it's within your 4 amos. Another nafkamina would be if you have, let's say, glass. So if it's someone that's not dressed properly in front of you, that's a problem. A man to say the Rosh Bekdusha in front of a woman, that is a problem, because as long as you see, even though it's in a glass, she's in the elbow is in a glass box. Mashenka, when it comes to tzaya, if it's in a box, it won't be around, because again, it's not within the mechitzas of 4 amos. Have a beautiful day.